Good
Blog
evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening. Today I am doing an impromptu show on Tuesday, March the 29th, 2022. And this show is tarot card readings. And if you want to call in and get a tarot card reading, you need to call area code 563-999-3765. I'm going to try and put my headset on and see if I can plug into my phone that way, and then that will make my hands free to touch. Hopefully you can hear me. I have no callers in right now, so now would be a great time for people to call in, and we've got 28 minutes left. So let's go, and I'm going to grab the cards, and I'm going to do a general card reading for today. Let's see what we got. I think the winds of change are a-coming. So I will do a card reading, and actually I'm going to text someone and see if they will call in. Okay, so my card of the day, and this is coming from the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. Ooh, not a good card of the day. So the card of the day is the Tower. So what the Tower is, it's a lot like death. The Tower, it's number six. So when you're doing tarot card readings, you look at a number of things. You look at the suit, you look at the number that's on the card, you look at the picture, and basically you just get a general impression about the card. So this card here, it is the number 16, so 16 reduced to 7, which is quite a spiritual number. So when people think about the Tower, though, it's more of a disaster type of card. But I was asking for a card of the day, so I wouldn't be surprised if something disastrous does happen today. And what do we have here? I'm going to open up the chat room, too, just in case anyone wants to chat. But I did just open up the show right on the, just to be of service, because sometimes there aren't too many opportunities for people to be of service. And we'll go back to the Tower card too. So back to the Tower card. Here's how I'm going to interpret it. Sometimes everything has to go bad before it can get good again. It's like having a fire. So your house is on fire, but it allows you lose all of your possessions, and that really sucks. But at the same time, it allows you to move forward into something new. So the Tower card represents a stripping down and basically a releasing, but against your will, of things that you think or you need or want. Because really, the universe knows what we need and want a little bit better than our ego does. Our ego likes a routine, likes familiarity, likes, you know, to be surrounded by things that are familiar, things that even if, say, you're in the middle of a horrible relationship, but it's familiar to you, your ego still wants to cling to it. And that's why often there has to be a tearing away or a fire or whatever. I don't even mean physical fire, just I mean, you know, a little bit of destruction to cut those cords and allow you to start fresh. Now, we've always got the choice to go back and create the same thing that wasn't serving us before. But, you know, one would hope that as we get older, as we age, become more mature, we can find out what serves us, what doesn't, what we love to do, what brings us joy. Some people, joy doesn't bring them joy. So it's the familiarity of being miserable that they cling to. So, but if that's how they want to live their life, it's free will. That's their choice, right? So the Tower, I believe, you know, it's good to allow. I think what we have to do is surrender. And by we, I mean me. Surrender, and that allows more to flow to us. It also allows more to flow out. And it's okay to let go.
I think this card to me today, Tuesday, means let go. So letting go is the thought of the day. And let me get, I want to just see if the show's posted on the page. One, we got switchboard, we got next, call a guest, and play audio clips. Well, I don't have any audio clips. So let's just take a look on Blog Talk. Let's see what's shaking on Blog Talk Radio. I noticed there weren't any, we've got someone. We've got Laura doing channeling over on News for the Soul. So that's okay. There's not the, we've got Impromptu Tarot. We've got Cherishable. We've got Call In for Free Readings with Laura channeling. Let's take a look. One second. I gotta hold and accept. All right. So that was me taking a call during a show. Okay, let me go back to where's the dashboard? Dashboard, there it is. Oh, there we go. Okay. So I'm on the switchboard again. I don't see anyone calling in. So I'm just going to do a reading for myself. Let me see. But that proved that my headset was working because I was able to speak to my caller. But it was a non-Blog Talk caller. So I'm getting my roots done. They're very gray. And they're about an inch and a half long. So I have a friend that does them for me. I just buy it and I go over there. And we hang out and she does a very good job. So I'm going to do another reading. Let's see. Okay. So I did a 3-card reading this time. So as you read left to right, you go from left to the right. So left is usually past, middle is present, and the right one is the future. So I'll look at the numbers first. We've got 2 swords, so we're basically, it's almost a time of action. And we've got the Justice card in the third spot, which is something called a major arcana. So a major arcana is usually has, it denotes a more influential period of time. Whereas the other ones, the minor arcanas, we've got swords, we've got wands, cups, and pentacles, and they usually have a bit of a theme going on, and they're good for answering specific questions as well. So here we've got the 3 of swords, and then we've got the 2 of swords, and then we've got the justice card, which, oddly enough, besides the scales of justice, she's also holding a, or it could be a he, a sword. So we've got a lot of swords going on, which means, just as I suspected earlier, it's going to be a time coming up of great changes, a lot of changes. Although I can't predict what they are right now, there is a lot of change coming up in the horizon. In the past, we've got the 3, if you don't know the cards, the 3 of swords is 3 swords going through a heart, which, as you can probably surmise, it means stormy weather for the affections. So a bit of a broken heart card. So, but it's in the past, which is okay. And then the next card is actually another sort of romantic involved card as well. The 2 of swords is someone blindfolded with the swords crossed. It means they're going to be in a decision. And because I don't see any cups following and I don't see any pentacles, it's probably not a financial decision. It's probably more of a romantic decision. Do I stay? Do I go? Do I move forward? Do I move back? Do I whatever? So it's a decision to be made, and it's usually, you know, anytime you have a choice, you have two choices. That's why you have the two swords. Then we've got the Justice card, which is an 11. So we've got a 3, 2, and an 11, which reduces to a 2. So 2 also usually denotes relationships, but not necessarily just romantic relationships. But although judging by the first card, it probably is romantic relationships. It could be any sort of relationship. It could be a boss, a child, brother, sister, anything. But I get the sense here that it's probably romantic, although the Justice card wants everything to be in balance. It wants the scales of justice to be right on. So I'm going to say that the Justice, I guess justice is important. Like right now, I'm feeling that justice isn't being served throughout the world. So it would be really nice if justice was a card for the world, and we could, could boil down to those without integrity out to harm others are served justice. Would that not be a sweet, sweet thing? So let's hope that that's what it is, you know. All we can do is live our lives in the light, you know, do what we feel is right, be kind to other people, help other people as much as we can we have to be kind to ourselves first. So we're not here to do everything for people. We're not here to enable people. We're here to, you know, be in relationships with people. And that doesn't mean doing everything for them. It doesn't mean enabling them so that they don't get a leg up. But when we can help, we help, but not to the detriment of our physical or mental well-being. It can sometimes be as easy as just making eye contact with someone who may be not having the best day and just sending them some sort of smile, greeting, tell them their hair looks nice. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to, I'm going to help this person. I'm going to take them to, you know, here, get them cleaned up, do this. You know, you don't have to take over. All you have to do is give them a little space and, you know, offer yourself and acknowledge them, see them. And let people see you too. Like, it's not all about us just doing for others. It's about letting others do for us as well. Oh, now I lost my screen. Okay, let's take a look, see if we've got any callers. And we got a caller. This is exciting. All right. So let me pick you up. Hello, Oracle 404. I see you.
Hi. Thank you for seeing me.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Brittany. How are you?
Good, Brittany. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Woo, that's cool. Atlanta. Do you want a tarot card reading today, Brittany?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's give a tarot card reading for Brittany. Do you have anything in particular that you want to know about, or just whatever the cards say?
If you see anything about career or love, that will probably catch my attention.
Okay. Let's see, career or love. We'll let the cards tell us what's important right now. Okay. So, Brittany. Well, you've got a lot of significant cards coming up, which, like I was explaining earlier, the major arcana are usually, you know, it's an important part of, or the next steps are usually pretty important. So as I'm looking at your cards, Brittany, I see a couple things. So I'm going to have to ask you a couple of questions. One, are you an Aries, or is there someone romantically close to you that's an Aries? Do you know what an Aries is?
My rising is an Aries.
Okay. So I'm going to say if you're not an Aries, so even though your rising's an Aries, I'm going to say it's not really, there's romantically either going to be an Aries coming up for you, or your romance is coming within probably the next month. So from the end of March until basically the end of April. So you're right in the smack of it's being a good time for you romantically to make some headway. In the past, there have been, and I don't see anything. I see a little bit about money, but I don't necessarily see a lot about career right now. It seems to be more on a relationship risk for you. There has been relationships in the past where you have felt that you were stabbed in the back, taken advantage of, lied to, that sort of thing. So it's sort of built a little bit of a suspicious foundation for you. It's time for you to let that go. It's like, you know what? I don't need to keep that in my soul anymore. And what they want you to do is basically just cut the cords on that. Because not everybody is that way, believe it or not. There are some really good people, and by kind of keeping it within you, you're sort of, you might attract that again, because what your soul is saying is, I need to learn that lesson again. You don't. Just, I acknowledge that I've learned that lesson. I don't need that anymore. What that relationship did with you, or those relationships, is it, you became a little bit like that yourself, because you were giving back what you were getting. It's sort of like a childish sort of move, but you know, you were younger as well. So, and you didn't like that when you were that way. So just let that go. You don't have to be that way. But it's up to you. Like, it's like you got to burn it, let it go. Because you're in a very good position to turn everything around. It's like, and I don't see roses in the card, but it's like my scalp's tingling. You're gonna make your life like 1,000 times better. But all you got to do is let go of the past. Let it go, because you, Brittany, are a very strong woman. You know that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are very strong. You're also, financially, you're going to be sitting pretty. And this is why I said I don't see any job cards, but I see a little bit of, you know, a little bit of you giving it away, but also you sitting very pretty when it comes to money. That card's the Nine of Cups. You know, you are meant to be financially in a good position. You have to let go, though, in order to financially do a little bit better. You need to let go of, in your mind, you were brought up with the way things should be. Let go of that too. Like, it's about Brittany letting go. Letting go, there's not a way things should be. There's a way Brittany wants things to be. And Brittany needs things to be for her to be happy. So let go of what other people tell you, your upbringing, you know, any sort of that sort of thing. But you also have to decide which direction you want to go in. That's sort of, it's hindering you a little bit now. You need to be able to set your course. Exactly. So you got to say, this is what I want. Don't be worried, because if you make the wrong choice about what you want, it's not a wrong choice. You're just going out there and trying it and going, I don't like this. And then you just go back and make another choice. It's that easy. Don't worry about making any bad choices. There are no bad choices. It's just about learning. Romantically, though, you are on top of the world. You have, it's a Ten of Cups. That's your potentiality. If you can let go of all the old crap, you have the potential for like a lifelong relationship. And financially, you will be doing well as well. All right. I hope this helps you. I'm getting other callers now, so I got to love you and leave you. All right. Good. Yeah. And, you know, just keep spreading that good energy that you have, Brittany.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going off to this. I think it's the 111111 caller. So we're going to let Brittany go. We're going to go with 111111. Hello, 111111.
Hi, Holly from Seattle.
Yay, Holly. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Good. Do you want just a, do you have a question or do you want me to just do a general reading for you?
A new man, but general, whatever comes up is fine.
Okay. All right. So Holly in Seattle. Okay. We've got the Aries again. So are you an Aries or is he an Aries?
No, I don't have anybody yet. So
I'm
a Scorpio.
Well, you're getting one soon then, because this, if it's not an Aries, you are getting one within the next month. But we've also got a Sag here, too. So let's take a look. All right. So we got the Aries. There is the romance is coming up. So it's either an Aries or a Sag. It's either happening in Aries or Sag. One or the other. The two are intermingled that way. You financially will be doing all right as well. Your money, though, unlike Brittany, is going to be coming through work. You have had a good romance in the past. Would you agree with that, Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a romance in the past where the arrows of love did find their mark. So it feels like it was a soulmate. Not necessarily a twin flame, but you did have a soulmate connection. So what they want you to do is remember that connection, because that was, unlike Brittany's, this was a very good connection that you need to remember. So it's not about you letting go of that. It's about you remembering that and attracting more of that to you. You've also had a bad relationship. But it was through that bad is that you decided that what you didn't want. So, you know, that helped to get you to where you're in the place now where you can be more discerning and you know, and it's helping you to know what you want. And again, we got good finances. We have to, when you're meeting people, like meeting men, you have to be very careful about those that are controlling, because that's, it seems to be something in your karma where it's like they're attracted to you in order to control you. But that's not what Holly wants. Holly doesn't want to be controlled. So just be careful. At the first sign of controlling, let them go. Because once you're in, it's hard to get out. So just keep that in mind, and it sounds like you've already learned that from this tower over here. I feel like that whoever this is fair-haired, lighter, very, you know, if I had to give them a card, I'd say the Fool card. They're very chill, like a very chill individual. And if they're not in your line of sight now, they will be shortly. Do you have some sort of court case or lawsuit or something to do with the police, law, something going on right now?
Well, I'm apartment manager, so I am evicting a couple of people on something else. This lady robbed me, and I was going to take her to small claims court to try to get it back, but I just haven't filed yet.
You could. You got to weigh it, though, because it's not going to be easy. So if you've got the energy to do it, go ahead. But if you don't have the energy to do it, let it go. The cards are saying that that's okay, because if you do go ahead with it, it's going to be a struggle. So, you know, you could call upon your spiritual helpers to have them, whatever it was that she took from you. You could call upon your spiritual helpers to bring it back in a different way. So if you notice that, was it approximately, like, it doesn't feel like it was a lot, but it does feel like.
No, just 1,200, 1,200.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, like, that seems to be one of those funny numbers that once that 1200 goes out, it will come back, but it'll come back in a different way. So just keep your eye out for 1200 coming in through other means, because if you decide not to go forward with it and you release it, you will get that back. And they're saying that you might even get it back twice. I'm seeing 2400. So I don't know if it's going to be 12 that you get back, or you end up getting 24. So just keep your eye open for that. And I just see, you know, if you let that go, you know, you don't have to worry about the struggle. But romantically, things, great. Keep an eye out for Sagittarius. Keep an eye out for Aries, either those times or those people. And it looks like, you know, you've got it all going on there, Holly.
Okay. Well, all thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. Oh, my pleasure. Take care. All right.
Bye.
So we've got one more caller. And we'll let Holly go. And we've got area code 917. But your hand's not up. 917. Hi,
yeah.
did you want to call in?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to speak to you. My name is Ashiel.
Ashiel. Hi, Ashiel.
And I'm calling from New York. And
hi, Ashiel.
Can I get a general?
Yes, you can. All right. Let's give Ashiel from New York a reading. Okay. Do you have a mother in spirit, Ashiel?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a bit of a medium, too. So she's here with me now. It's funny because she's showing me, and my grandparents used to have them, too, these sweaters that, you know, they button up the front, but they keep you warm, and they sort of, she's got it just in case she gets cold because her temperature changes throughout the day. So what she's doing is she's wrapping that sweater around you. It's sort of like having, it's like not protection, but comfort. It's like she wants to give you comfort. Everyone's getting this card. See, I picked a card of the day and everyone's been getting this card. So that means that it's a card for everybody. All right. So I'm getting a lot of work stuff with you, Ashiel. Are you going through stuff at work?
I'm trying to get back to work.
Are you? Okay. So that, okay. So this card here. Okay. So, did something happen at work? Like, was there something? Because I'm getting the Tower card, which indicates to me that, and all the other cards are sort of work-related. Something happened at work or that was distressful?
Well, basically, work-wise, I had a business until last year. So I decided to put a business on hold now and try to get a job or something. So far, I haven't found anything, but I'm thinking about going back into business and if I'm working for myself again.
Okay. Yeah. So the cards are sad, but there is, as long as it's something that's on the side, going back to work, the cards are saying you need a day job right now. And that this working for yourself is something in addition to that. So it's like a side hustle. Sorry, we're running out of time, but I've got the Chariot card as well, which means it's either transportation or travel related, or this new job that you get, the one that where you're working for the man. It'll be, but I see you being financed. It's time really for you to take a break and decide what you want, but more about surrendering and receiving what you can receive. There are a lot of people around you right now that need your attention. So maybe by paying attention to them, because there are a few people around you struggling, but you seem to be able to be of assistance to them in some way. Does that make any sense to you, Ashiel?
Yeah, because it seems to be a little bit, you know, people always tell me to be a counselor because they come with issues. I talk to them. They always tell me, oh, I feel so much better with that. Why don't you get a job into that kind of, you know, so that makes sense.
That would make sense because you are very good with people like that. Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, the show was like stopping, but I think it's going to let me talk to you still. Okay, so that's the end of the show, but there is going to be someone else coming in. So this business, it may be that you work in conjunction with someone else. So there is, I see another person on the horizon in terms of employment for you. But I do see you taking advantage of this time that you have off. It's like you have to gather energy. Are you feeling a little run down and maybe a little bit depressed yourself, Ashil?
Yeah, I feel a little down spiritually. You know, I've been a little emotionally a little down, but, you know, so I'm resting. As you're saying, I'm being lazy, I'm sleeping late.
I totally get it. There's a lot of us in that boat right now, so don't think it's just you for sure. because it seems to be, everything seems to be a little bit more of a struggle right now. That's why if you surrender and just sort of let go, I feel like there's nothing that you actually need to do. It's just about you being open to the opportunities that present themselves and taking this time instead of, it's like you're a little bit down on yourself as well. You think you should be doing this, should be doing that, should be doing that.
Yeah.
But really, you're only supposed to be resting right now. And what I'm hearing as well is that there are some books that you've been reading, but there are also some books that you should be, I hate to say should, I just told you not to should on yourself, but there are some books that would be very beneficial to you to get you motivated. Stories about how people have changed other people's lives, because that's what you do. You are very positioned to help people get to the next level. And financially, I see things as being okay. So, you know, don't spend, you know, blow more money than you have. But at the same time, don't be fearful that you won't have money coming in down the road, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, July. Yeah. By July, you're going to have a full-time job.
Okay. Can I ask about love, too? If you don't mind.
I don't. There's nothing here really about love. I don't see any love cards. It's like you need to be focused on
career,
work. Yeah. So, come July, once everything's, you know, in position, then I feel like the love will be the next part.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Ashil, and I hope you have a very good day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was Ashil. The show is now over. Thank you, everyone, for participating. Off to a little bit of a slow start, but I'm glad everyone was here. And take care.